Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, check us out, Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking God.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, yo? This is Isha.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
This your man, Mastermind Hellraiser.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
It's the Murder Master Music Show. Hip-hop is dead, but we don't resurrect it. You follow what lamestream says, but here it gets rejected. If you wearing tight jeans, don't expect to get respected. I'm from a time where wearing black was always on your checklist. From a time where faggots get checked if they reckless. From a time where if you got too much style, we snatch your necklace. This real shit here, Illuminati, fuck the industry. We represent the street and they respect our street ministries. Take no shorts and cut the middleman, literally. This hip-hop savior, our birth scenes like nativity. This a place where no one sells out for relevability. And the masses can get a chance to explore more creativity. You gotta be kidding me. If you call that hip-hop, niggas with hot shades and fluorescent flip-flops. We killin' Big Brother, cause we know he watched. You don't like what I'm doing, then you can suck mine. And you don't
murder
stop.
Master Music Show. It's the Murder 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 Master Music Show.
Episode 260, motherfucking 5 on it.
That's right, 265,
motherfuckers.
Counting down, man, 6 years on the air, 265.
You need 265 on it. I mean, come on, it's not 95 anymore. You need $265 on this weed because the shit's gone up the roof. Well, back then it was brick weed. Remember that bullshit?
Yeah. That Mexican brick pack. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes that shit was some good shit though. You know what I'm saying? I remember getting some fucking compressed shit, and that shit was the... It took a lot of work to work. That's when we first learned how to use the grinders and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You had one of them.
Yeah, worked out for them.
But that's also when they was charging you an arm and leg to buy a grinder, too. $60-$70 for a fucking grinder. We used to smoke sticks, seeds, and all that shit.
Yeah, man, it was crazy. Those were back in the days when you'd make a homemade 3-foot fucking PVC pipe bong and just pack that motherfucker
right.
full.
Rolling remember rolling just the regular blunts, like you remember that shit, Prez? Just rolling like regular Phillies and regular swishes.
Yeah, the fucking Philly Titans, thick ass paper and leaf and
Dutch masters. You know what I'm saying? Get some Optimos before they was $5-$6 a pack.
Bro,
you know what I'm saying? Like
we still have throats.
Yeah, the real backwoods, not the bullshit they got now. No four packs. We didn't have no four packs. Stay fresh, you know what I'm saying? I didn't see motherfuckers perform surgery with dry Philly. You know what I'm saying? And it worked.
I'll tell you what. We've been on a high level of THC lately. We had Ren from the Doja Clique. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Shout out to Ren from the Doja Clique. Total Devastation was in the place.
Right.
As a matter of fact, the homie from Total Devastation, man, wanted to shout out to the Loonies. You know what I'm saying? And now tonight, the Loonies.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Here they are. They just released High Times not too long ago. We got some tracks from them. Last time they were on the show, people was highly fucking excited. When they announced that they were going to drop a new album, they was going to...
Because I think Numb had just got out the last time we had him on, Prez. I think he had just came home or something. And we had them, man. You know what I'm saying? They was, and the shit was dope, man. You know what I'm saying? I think it was the 20th anniversary. I got five on it. We still saying that shit to this day. I just asked my homie the other day, you got five on it? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, shit don't go nowhere.
Well, like I said,
20 plus
like,
years
you got
later.
10 on it. You got 20 on it.
Yeah, and then here he come with $3.50. I got $3 and some change. Man, give me that goddamn $3, man. You know what I'm saying?
Get a half a pull, man. That's it.
Yeah.
Go get out of here with that shit. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? But yeah, man, it's been great, man. We interviewed Royce the 5'9" the week he went number one. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
We just interviewed Willie D.
Yeah, that was a cool one too.
And on Charles Barkley shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And shit, just the other day we had Al Capone, you know what I'm saying?
Al Capone.
So we knocking these motherfuckers out.
Yeah, man. We fucking with the Bay and you know, I can't stress it enough, man. This is the audio platform, the old Murder Dog. Matter of fact, we're gonna actually have Black Dog from Murder Dog on the show soon. And we're gonna pick that motherfucker's brain. If y'all can understand the motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Because those of us that know Black Dog, we can't even understand him sometimes. But he's going to come on the show, and we're going to go all the way back to 1993, the conception of Murder Dog magazine. We're just going to learn fucking history, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We're going to soak up all the Bay culture, and we're going to find out what made him move out and go to Chicago and what made him go down to Memphis and to all these different spots, you know what I'm saying, and really interview these guys, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And now we're fortunate enough to be able to do it, you know what I'm saying, audio version online, give it to the people, you know what I'm saying, each and every week, UGSforLife.com, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
UGS for Life online radio. And, man, we got, we're going to get off in a Looney's track real quick, but before we do, coming up on May 28th, Underground Saturday Night with Mac J and Velvet Rose, man. Tell us about this. Because,
man, Press, I'm so excited about this show, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody know we was doing a show on Saturdays, KFYB, and it's still in the archive. To catch them classics from KFYB, all you got to do is hit UGSforLife.com, and you're going to catch all of them. But you know what I'm saying? Our comrade, he moving on to a different thing. We wish him the best. And so we want to continue a Saturday show anyway. So me and Velvet decided to go ahead and just, you know, not recreate, but like kind of flip the script a little bit and take it to a different side. We tried one side. We're going to try another side now. It's going to be more interactive. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be dragged out. It's just going to be, you know what I'm saying? Like, call in, you know what I'm saying? We want, me personally.
Time limit set for it, or you gonna go?
Yeah,
in
probably
like,
about an hour and a half at the most. You know what I'm saying? We might do some, you know what I'm saying? Some feature shows or something. It's all up to what the people want. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
the people
it ain't gonna be
call
like
in
the
virtual
reality. We could drag that motherfucker around sometimes and go off into 25 subjects. So I see what you're doing. You're gonna format the show.
Yeah,
where,
and just bring, you know what I'm saying? Like, if we got people listening and they ain't got nothing to do, I want you to call me when you on your smoke break. I want you to call in and check in with me and tell me, man, fuck these motherfuckers. I'm on my break, though. I'll call y'all later. You know what I'm saying? I want the people to know that they still got an outlet to vent and say whatever and laugh at, you know what I'm saying, shit that they normally can't laugh at because there's too many sensitive motherfuckers out here. But we not sensitive over here. So you can just call in. Or you could check it out. You know, Velvet always got the raw-ass news shit for us anyway. So, with that,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You might
sure.
just want to tune in for that. But you might got some news for us. Break your news right here with us. That's what the Saturday night.
Yeah.
And it's underground, too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you don't have
yeah,
to feel
yeah. oh,
like
yeah.
you...
That's the best part of everything we're doing. It's all fucking underground. There's no,
yeah.
no mainstream...
yeah, you don't have to worry about what you say over here.
Yeah, definitely.
And don't get it twisted though. If you call with that fuck shit, we gonna get at your ass. But at the same time, this you know what I'm saying? There's some funny shit. Saturday night, unwind. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got at least an hour at that time that we gonna do the show, to where you might not listen to the whole show, but you might listen to it Saturday when you're on your way to work. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
we gonna bring y'all some nice shit, and then y'all tell us what y'all want. Hit prayers up,
yeah.
hit me up, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to the homie Scratch LDP.
Oh yeah.
Just knocking out fucking graphics left and right today, both for mm-hmm. this show, your show, jazzforlife.com. I mean, yeah, he's just really knocking shit out. I can't recommend the guy enough. Also, of course, Emo, man. If you go to UGSforLife.com, right on the right-hand side of the page, click the graphics ad, you have access to two graphic artists between the two of them.
Right, and then, prayers for real, like for the people that are listening, if they in the area with Emo, I'm telling you, man, this dude Emo be grinding, man. If you look him up on social media, for all you motherfuckers that's listening right now, if you out there in that area, this dude, he do it all, man. You know what I'm saying? A one-stop shop. You know what I'm saying? So, and his shit is official, and he ain't fucking around. So if you ain't fucking around and you've been getting fucked around, when prayers be promoing these dudes, these is the dudes you want to fuck with. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be just – we're not just saying it because it's the homie. We love to say it because it's the homie, but because of how he do it, it makes it easier for us to say it's the homie. You know what I'm saying? You get what I'm saying, prayers? Like, this dude – you know, they really do their shit. I've been seeing, shouts out to Emo. I've been seeing you got your little studio and shit out there cracking and shit. Keep doing your shit.
Emo's,
this dude,
Emo's a one-man fucking band. I mean, he does pretty much everything.
The one-man, the one-stop shop, Prez. He like when you on the highway and you ain't seen no towns in hours, and then all of a sudden you pull up and they got everything in that motherfucker. That's Emo. Emo is he is a truck stop. You know what I'm saying? He's got it all right there.
He's
the hip hop truck stop.
Flea market of hip hop. I mean,
I'm telling you, man, he do it all, man.
he's got it. Man, I mean, man, that motherfucker smokes hella weed over there too.
Yeah,
hella
yeah.
Weed. That dude. I mean, he uploads the pictures of that shit. But you know, saying we're waiting for the loonies to call in. Yuck Mouth Numbskull. Hit them lines if you want to talk to them. 714-409-0548. You know, UGSforLife.com. Make sure you go there. And if you want to check out Mac's new show, that's simple. Make sure the first thing you need to do is you need to go to the Facebook page. You know what I'm saying? You need
right.
to hit that shit up, which is you know, Facebook.com/Underground Saturday Night. Very simple. Go there, like
yep.
the page. You get all the updates, everything else.
Right, and from there, you can like UGS Radio. If you're on UGS Radio, you can like it straight from there. If you're on the Murder Master Music page, you can like it right from there. And let people know the page ain't just a page. It's going to be sitting there and doing shit like that. It's going to be interactive, man. I'm going to fuck with y'all. Velvet, she going to fuck with everybody. And we got a couple other motherfuckers. I can't just let it all out the bag right now because you know how they do it, Prez. They like to steal ideas and do slick shit, especially vlagging motherfuckers like that. So we can't really let y'all just swoop on in and just try to
tune in May 28th, 9 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. on the West Coast for the first episode of Underground Saturday Night with Mac J and Velvet Rose. You might know Velvet
exactly.
Rose. You might know mm-hmm. her. You might have seen her. Let's just put that. You might have jerked off to her. Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
Shout out to the lovely Velvet Rose. I think our guests are here. Is this the Loonies?
Hey, I have Yuck on the line.
Thank you.
We have Yuck on the line. Yuck Mouth. What's up, Yuck Mouth?
Hold on one sec. Hold on. I was so interested.
Right.
I was listening to your guys' show. Hold on.
Hey, that's what's up.
Hey, we appreciate it. Let's make it proper. Let's put on some of this music for the occasion.
Yeah.
You know, you gotta introduce these fellas properly.
Yo. Right, and I'm firing up too. Wow. Hey, what's up, Wade? What's up? What's up, Yuck?
Shit, man. Fucking with it, man. What's up with y'all? Y'all good?
Yeah,
oh,
man.
We're high as a motherfucker.
I mean, let me know what we could do, man. Can I cuss? What type of situation is
yeah,
this?
Yeah, you can
man?
Do whatever you want to do, man.
We can talk about Shitty from the Block. That's
oh,
it.
Shitty
we
from
we
the
could
Block
talk
was
about,
a bitch
could...
on UGA.
Right, yeah,
oh,
you
yeah.
on UGS, man. You know, you can say whatever you want over here. Taking some words that y'all created back in the day, I went to Memphis this past weekend, Beale Street, Memphis in May, and I ain't seen so many motherfucking swaggers wearing them medium-ass outfits, man.
Mediums.
I'm talking about
medium.
The The most schmediums of the schmediums. What the fuck is wrong with these dudes nowadays, man?
Shout out B.A. Shout out Bart from Three Times Crazy on the extra schmedium when he climbed Mac Dre. And rest in peace, Mac Dre. But Dre did have the extra schmediums on that night. But,
yeah.
Yeah, I learned that shit from y'all, man.
Period, man. But, we've been having
some serious THC on the show. We've been having we've had Total Devastation. We had Ran of the Doja Click. We had Brother Lynch Hun recently talking about wanting to try human meat. Everything is going gravy, man. It's going gravy. What have you been up to, though, Yuck Mouth? What have you been doing lately?
Oh, man. Shit, touring. Doing a lot of touring. Shit, working on my new solo album. That JJ based on the Ville story. People been waiting on that for a long time. And shit, it's finally about to drop this year. You know what I mean? Me and Numb, we got back together. You know, we was beefing for a long time. We finally got back together, you know, and start rocking out with the Loney shit. So the Loney shit is popping. We got the Outrage Stack 2 about to drop. Probably not this year, but next year. We're working on it right now. Shit, a lot of opportunities. I got my vape pen company, Don Vape. You know, I got the signature Yuck Mouth vape pens out there right now. I got the Looney's roll tray out there right now. I got the Looney stack jar, you know what I mean? The smell proof jars and shit out there.
You're grinding, man.
We're doing a lot, man. We're doing a lot, man. I'm writing my book for my album, JJ Based on the Ville Stories, coming with a book and a movie. So, yeah, I'm doing a lot, man. But y'all might not see it, but I'm grinding, baby. Yara!
Hey, whenever you come out with something, you do it fucking big. Just like when you did United Ghettos of America. I mean, you put that
out. It was huge.
It was huge. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah, I remember interviewing you for the Murder Dog during those days. And one of the funniest things in that DVD was you had that guy, homeless guy, you interviewed on the street. He's like, talking about how you know you had a gay picnic. He's like, because the hot dogs taste like shit. You just interviewed guys right on the street. You had some broad in there pulling pearls out her ass. I mean, it was just raw as fuck. Is there going to be another United Ghettos of America?
Well, not that raunchy, man. I'm definitely doing United Ghettos Lost Files, though, Lost Tapes. And that's going to come out, and you're going to see some of the wildest shit that you didn't see on all the other shit, like from the first one. Like, it was so much shit, I couldn't put everything in it. You know what I mean? So I got shit that didn't even make the cut. That's crazy. So, yeah, we're going to put out as well, thousands as well. Yeah, hella footage, man. Crazy shit. So we don't get it together.
Right. Yeah. I'm surprised y'all ain't got y'all own strand of weed growing and shit like
what
that.
The fuck
and
you talking about,
doing?
Man?
Who? Y'all got that shit going? Like, y'all got
the
some.
Fuck
can
you
we get some.
About, man?
Can we get, like, some loonies?
Nah, my shit called Super Dank, and it's killing the market right now. I got my own strand called Super Dank. I'm tied in, brother. I mean, shit.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Super Dank. It's available right now. See, that's what I'm talking about, man.
Listen, you ain't following the Smoke King on IG, I suggest y'all do it right now. About that Smoke Wave. I'm the biggest nigga in the Smoke Wave. That's why I'm called Smoke King, a.k.a. Yuck Mouth. Yeah, check me out, man. I get down, man, period. And I got my own fucking strand called Super Dank. Go log in. Yeah.
The Super Dank.
Boss shit.
Yeah, how is it compared to, like, Moon Rocks or something? I'm looking at it right
Moon
now.
Rock, Moon Rock is dope. Shout out corrupting them. That's dope. That's real dope. He changed the game. Definitely. But my shit is all flower. You know, Corrupt got like mixes of concentrates and wax and shit, whatever. My shit smoke. You know, that's
right.
What I'm gonna say. And then
right,
real niggas
right.
Who listen to this,
very
real niggas
colorful.
Who listen to this interview, you know, no. You know what I mean? You probably want to miss some Super Dank with some Moon Rock and then get what you need to get. But we blow, bro. Period. We blow.
Right.
Man, period. My shit touched that. What was that? Like last time we touched it was at 26 THC. Then the first time we test 28, it get up to 32 too. So it depends on how it come out. But yeah, we get up to 32% THC, bro, on the turn back. So don't fuck with us on that end. Period. Shout out my Russian assassin boys, you know my homies, you know my business partners and shit, man. We doing it straight up.
Yeah, we just interviewed Ed Capone from Totally Insane, and he was telling us when he was in the feds, one of the people that, you know, he was in there with, well, of course, was Cole 187 and Seth the Gaffler, but another one was Tommy Chong. And he was talking about Cheech going to visit him and everything.
Oh,
you ever
shit.
Kick it with Tommy and Cheech?
Never Cheech, but always Tommy, man. Honestly, Tommy, you know, being part of the marijuana movement, you know, the culture, you know, with Smoke A Lot Radio, you know, we did the Be Real TV. Shout out to the big homie,
yeah,
Be Real.
That's
but
a dope interview, too, and Smoke Box.
Definitely, with the whole Smoke movement, you know, I'm definitely tapped in with Tommy Chong, definitely, man. And he's like the Smoke Godfather. Yeah, I mean, so if you got like a Mount Rushmore of Smoke motherfuckers, he like be in heaven. You know what I mean? Because he'd be above the clouds. And then you'll have Stripes, and then you have fucking Be Real.
Willie Nelson
Red
and shit.
Man, man, Willie Nelson. That shit would be more than four people. It'd definitely be a collage about 10 motherfucking faces on
that. Right, I'm about to say, even your ass would be on that motherfucker. Right, you'll be on that bitch too.
Straight up, man. So, yeah, man. Straight up, man. Shout out to Tommy Chong, man. He keep it lit, man. Straight up.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. And Willie,
yeah, Prez, we need to get off in that Smoke Box too, would be real, man.
Oh,
that
man, shout out
insane.
To the big Unc Be Real, man. That nigga smoke boxes. I ain't never been that goddamn high in my life. Nigga, I smoke every fucking day. I ain't never seen some shit. I couldn't breathe in that bitch. I wanted to dive out that car. When you can't breathe and it's just all weed, it's uncomfortable, bro. I ain't never been uncomfortable
out
high
the car
like that.
You know, I got five on it or something.
that shit was like, whatever, nigga. It's beyond that. But you ain't, man, listen, I could deal with hot boxes and smoke boxes and shit. But
right.
Shit.
Good luck.
Huh?
Right. He wrote off fucking field tips and all that shit.
Good luck fucking with Burner. Good luck fucking with Corrupting. All these niggas got their own strands of weed. Like, you fucking with the gods of this shit. I had Corrupting the car with me. I had fucking Burner. I had nigga Trade E. I had. Come on, we smoke and fucking Be Real. I had to smoke Kings in that motherfucker, man. And then we closed up, boxed up. And everybody smoking a signature strand and shit. Corrupt smoking Be Real smoking a Jet Fuel. I'm smoking my shit, the Super Dank. Burner smoking his cookie. It was wild, nigga. That was the biggest smoke out I ever did, nigga. That was the biggest smoke out with the veterans. Like, you could smoke with your homeboys, but that was the best smoke out with the veterans. And I got so high, I dove out the motherfucking van. Period. Period. Because this nigga, it was uncomfortable. I can't breathe. It's all weed smoke. It's uncomfortable, bro. You can't breathe. It's like, nigga, imagine being underwater, nigga, for like over
right,
a minute.
Exactly, yeah. Right
over
on.
A minute.
You get water poured in that marijuana.
Right, and plus, everybody know in California, y'all got the best weed out there anyway.
Yeah.
You know what
exactly.
I'm saying? Like.
Hands down. So you got the best niggas with the best weed in the fucking van, smoking off the best weed at the same fucking time. Come on, man.
All right, we in the Midwest. We ain't getting none of that. Well, we can get that shit.
Hey,
but...
man. Yo, God bless y'all, man. Y'all got Denver. Y'all got Colorado. You know, y'all got Michigan. You know, fucking the Detroit. Everybody made it legal up there. So y'all got
I'm in St. Louis though. So like I'm right in the middle of the country.
Well, you could drive to Denver. If you close, nigga, cut it out. You know, stop it, nigga.
You know,
right,
that's you on your
gas.
Say.
Right, you
that's
showing
you on your gas money, bro. Period. That's you on your gas money. But however you want to handle it, I'm gonna have me some good tree. I don't give a fuck. Period.
Right, I feel you. Yeah, we just end up having to pay that steep price. But hopefully they make
Denver.
It's about to be
Denver.
Legal everywhere.
It's recreational. I ain't going to name prices because I ain't trying to put nobody in jail. But it's hella cheap. I'm going to tell you that. And, go take a visit. It's going to be worth your while, period. That's all I'm going to say.
Right on.
Definitely. Well, here we're talking about can you handle your drug. Let's go into this song. Tell us about this, y'all.
Well, the basic... you know, subject matter, the fucking moral of the story is when you go out on a date and you got a bitch, you know, y'all go to a nice dinner, you probably take a bitch to Mr. Child or some whatever. Y'all get to the hotel room and then, fuck it, you got a Molly pill, you got some weed rolled up, you got, you know,
shit, I don't know what you do. Nigga probably has some coke. Nigga probably has some Zanny bars. Nigga probably has some whatever he has. Whatever, however you handle your party pack is. It's can you handle it? That's the question. And, you know, bitches be squares. You know, some bitches be like, they turn up on their IG. They be looking all turned with the little faces and shit, acting like they about that life. And then when you get in front of them, they really ain't about that life. So this is just a song, like, to the bitches. And, you know, can you handle your drugs? You know, and to niggas, too, because you'll get a homeboy that can't handle it. I done had a homeboy pop a mushroom and lost his life. Like, nigga just, like, lost it and fucked everything up. Like, it was a horrible night. Because he couldn't handle his mushroom high. So it's on every level. Can a nigga handle his drugs or can a bitch handle your drugs? Flat out. That's what it's about.
There we go. We'll be right back with Yuck Mouth. Don't go nowhere. UGSForLife.com.
Step one, find someone's weakness. Step two, exploit that weakness.
The mechanics.
The question is, can you hang? Can you go there and maintain? On with them and on with me, it ain't the same thing. I've been gone since 15 and on since running them. I'm almost triple decades, you only got one of them. But show me what you learned, cause I'm up for a challenge. I'm up for something new, I think we need that balance. And letting loose, that'll get us that much closer. We can skip all the usuals, no beds, no sofas. How you like your drink now? Straight up with soda. You want a bump, you want a line? I want to know, you don't hide from me. I won't disguise Nummy. Nummy showing up, Nummy all of them rolling one. You better slow him up. But can you handle yours and get it without problems? Show me what it do, show me me. And you was mine. Let's slide through Gotham like Batman and Robin. Like nothing gon' stop him. Holding back is not an option. I'm all
so
in.
You
rockin'.
I'm down with it. I'm about to slide on through. Got a bottle stripper. Roll a couple backwards and we can have a party for two. If you wanna go there, I'm down for a night of exotic kills, booze and blood. But before we go there, baby, can you handle your drugs? Can you handle your? Can you handle your drugs? Can you handle your drugs?
Can you handle your drugs?
Can you handle your drugs?
Can you handle your drugs?
Can you handle your drugs?
Can you handle your drugs?
Can you handle your drugs?
Can you handle
your drugs? Can you handle your drugs?
They used to fuck with my nigga
though.
Now I got her in the studio.
Studio.
Got her off the Molly in the Julio.
Julio.
Got her off the cookies in the Shroomy Show.
Mushy.
Nigga never need a roofie,
yo. No.
Want the boys with the boys, all cool, yo. And her favorite group is the Loonies. Oh, I wanna stick it in her booty hole. JK, I'm a dirtbag. I ain't trying to get neck like a shirt peg. Got him doing hella vines, baby, twerk that. Keep playing with a nigga, I'ma hurt that. Cocaine, champagne, Mary Jane. Party pack for your bitch, I got everything. Cocaine, champagne, Mary Jane. She do it all, thank God, I got everything.
So you wanna drink, I'm down with it. I'm about to slide on through. Got a bottle stripper, roll a couple backwards, and we can have a party for two. If you wanna go there, I'm down for a night of exotic kills, booze, and blood. But before we go there, baby, can you handle your drugs? Can you handle your? Can you handle your drugs? Can you handle your drugs?
Can you handle your drugs?
Can you handle your drugs?
Can you handle your drugs?
Can you handle your drugs?
Can you handle your drugs?
Can you handle your drugs? Can you handle your drugs?
Friday night party cracking in Cypressville. I know it feels good, but bitch, control your pill. Why you all in my face? Yapping with your teeth all clapping. That's why I got the music loud. Trying to listen to the tracker. Mouth dry as fuck, like you been eating crackers. Pussy dry too, cause you so fucking high. Guess you gon' be sucking dick, bitch, all fucking night. I need an all night fight to make my toes fucking curl. Hit the weed, hit the bottle, I be dizzy like the furl. I hope you can do E and not OD. Cause I don't need no bitches overdosing when they with me. Dope cost, dick on me. She told me to bring a bottle, but the pussy gon' be free. The dope cost, dick on me. She told me to bring a bottle, but the pussy gon' be free. Free. Bitch, I'm with the loonies.
So you wanna drink, I'm down with it. I'm about to slide on through. Got a bottle skipper, roll a couple backwards, and we can have a party for two. If you wanna go there, I'm down for a night of exotic pills, booze, and blood. handle your drugs? Can you handle your? Can you handle your drugs? Can you handle your drugs?
Can you handle your drugs?
Can you handle your drugs?
Can you handle your drugs?
Can you handle your drugs?
Can you handle your drugs?
Can you handle your drugs? Can you handle your drugs?
I must have started up for real.
Full of that porn.
If it ain't chronic, don't blaze it up.
I started cocaine for about 15 years.
The mechanic.
Chronic got me losing my brain.
Life's a bitch and then you die. That's why we get high.
Tequila, vodka, and yak. I'm so ripped that they can't throw me back.
Can you handle your drugs? Can you handle them?
All right.
I'm getting older, man. I don't know if I can handle my drugs. I'm gonna have to see. But I know back in the day I could handle that blotter, but that's a different story. We'll talk about that later today. But we're here with Yuck Mouse, you know what I'm saying, one half of the Loonies. Now, you said for years you guys weren't really communicating or whatnot. What made you guys come together, and what's it like being back with your brother doing shows and making music again after all that time apart?
Well, first question was, I really don't know what made us, like, start beefing, man. It came from his way, you know, basically, you know, no. It was like in the era where I was beefing with everybody, you know, and niggas was making the name off beefing with me, you know. Shout out the game, you know. Shout out Spotalo. But when niggas was beefing with me, when they was with the G Unit, you know, type of, you know, when it was the G Unit era, niggas was blowing up, you know. So other dudes, you know, took that like, yo, if I diss this nigga, I'm gonna be a hot rapper, you know. And them took the same route, you know what I mean? And we ain't had no problems, you know what I mean? So that shit just came out of nowhere, you know. So when he did it, you know, of course I'm going to respond, because I real niggas going to be real niggas, man. We ain't taking shit from nobody, not even if it's your brother. Brothers fight, you know, blood brothers. You just wake up, beat each other up every day, but you're still my brother, you know what I mean? So brothers fight. He did that, I had to retaliate, you know what I mean? And then right after that, he went to jail, you know. So when he went to jail, it was no remorse, you know, period. It was like, you know, you in jail, nigga, you know. What you want me to do, come visit you when we beefing? Fuck that, you know. But then, you know, years pass, and then, you know, you grow up. And me, I just wanted to be the bigger guy, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, I had no beef with him. He just came out the blue and just dissed me. So I hit him with a letter, you know, to the joint and told him to call me. And shit, he called me, and we settled our differences, man. And shit, we back together rocking out, you know. And it's a good thing. It's a beautiful thing because we came up, like, from junior high school rapping. So from niggas in the eighth grade rapping and just rapping and rapping for years and years and finally paying off. Niggas think like, okay, they a one-hit wonder. We've been doing this shit since the eighth grade, my nigga, as a team, you know, and for it finally to pay off when you 19 or 20, you know, you didn't did this shit since fucking 14, you know, you have a real appreciation for it. So at the end of the day, man, you know, I love that dude. That's my brother. You know what I mean? At the end of the day. So it's a good thing that we back together. Period.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's a damn good thing. And like when we had that Rap-A-Lot roundtable, we had all these guys, man, from different eras that weren't even on the label when you were on the label. But all you guys came together. That was fucking amazing. You know what I'm saying? I like to see shit like that. I like to see people coming together. You know, because it's positive at the end of the day. That's what you want, man. Who needs beef if it's unnecessary? We got a caller, Yuck, 707. What's up, 707? Murder Dog territory over there.
Hi.
Very well. How you doing?
Shout out, Murder Dog people.
yo, hello.
Yeah, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm on air.
Yeah, you're on right now.
All right, for sure. Yeah, man, Slow Hunter Race, man. I want to say what to do to Yuck.
What up, Playboy? How you doing, my G?
Hell yeah, man. It's been a minute. You know, last time we touched base was up in Beverly Hills, Cuddy.
Oh, okay. You really know me then.
Yeah.
Okay,
but yeah, man, I wanted to see what's good. I'm a real big fan of the Operation Stat Cola album.
Oh, good luck, man.
I heard you was making a part two.
Yeah, me and Numb in the lab right now. That's what we're talking about. Me and Numb in the lab right now making that part two. And shit is crazy, man. That's all I'm going to say, man. Shit is coming out wild. Now, yeah, we about to drop that too. You know what I mean? Period. And we're doing it for the fans, niggas like you, you know, and people from the town, period. I mean, at the end of the day, man, everybody, you know, no disrespect, you know, because I could see you from Vallejo. You got the 707 or whatever. But it's a lot of niggas from the Bay Area, you know, trying to attach themselves to Oakland. You know what I mean? Because Oakland, is a lot of shit come from Oakland. A lot of shit come from Vallejo. A lot of shit come from Frisco and all over the Bay. But 90% of all the shit come from Oakland, you know, and a lot of motherfuckers want to attach themselves to it. So with that being said, bro, me and Numb need to do this album to just to represent for Oakland because a lot of niggas ain't represent for Oakland. They represent for the Bay. And I'm not from the Bay. I'm from Oakland, my nigga. Straight up.
Hell yeah. But yeah, the reason why I was asking, I was wondering, you know, what would it take for a young Cuddy to be on that? Because right now, you know, I'm 19, doing my thing with DJ Fresh. You know, I'm doing my, I want to see what's good fucking with the bosses.
Oh, man, if you fucking with Fresh, all you got to do is tap in with Fresh. And shit, Fresh got my line, man. We can talk behind the scenes, you know, straight up.
There you go.
Hell yeah, I can give you my line right now. You can hit me up, you know, we can talk.
My mind, my G, thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thanks
for calling.
All right,
for sure, man. I'm here.
Yeah. We'll handle that another time. Yeah, man, that's what's up. Operation Stack Over Part Two. I mean, that's huge. Are you gonna have a I Got Five on in Part Two, or you don't want to disclose that information at this time?
We gonna let Five on and be Five on. You know what I mean? Like, did Snoop Dogg make a Gin and Juice Part Two? Like, you know, did you know what I mean? Like, you gotta let the classics just be the classics. Like, does Stevie Wonder?
Yeah, some
make
of them you do. You're right.
Yeah,
like
you
movies,
got,
certain
you
movies you can't touch. Certain movies.
But we can't outdo that. It's like if we was to do something right now, it would tarnish the shit more than big it up. You know, we can't outdo the remix and what has been done. This shit get played on the radio to this day, 20 some years later. So if we put one out right now, it's gonna fuck up all that. Period. Because he's going to have to compete with that. And what if we don't live up to what that one did? And it just
I respect
fucks the
that,
whole
man.
Song. Yeah, so at the end of the day, we just going to let everybody do it. You know, shout out to Mano and Uncle Murder. They redid it on their shit. You know what I mean? Shout out to Jada Kiss, to Meek Mill. They did it. A lot of new rappers is, redoing it. Shout out Wiz Khalifa. He doing it on his shows. You know, so we're going to let the young generation keep that shit alive and let Five on just be what it is. You get it?
I respect that. Yeah, certain things you just can't fuck with. No doubt. And it's still, like you said, it's timeless. It's still, I mean, you can play anywhere in the world today, and people are going to vibe to it. So,
imagine you know, doing a new song, trying to, you know, you're just going to fuck that up because niggas going to pay attention to a new song and not pay attention to the classic. So, you're only good as your last album, your last song. So, niggas going to take this new Five on it as the real Five on it, stop playing the original Five on it. So we can afford that. Let that Five on it.
No, you're right.
Straight up.
You're right. You're
so
right. You don't want to fuck with that. Now that I see the bigger picture.
Right.
Yeah.
Let's make new songs. Let's make another Five on it. How about that? That's not
there you
Five
go.
On it. You did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, as long as you're putting out the music and giving people like you, the caller, and fans like us, you know what I'm saying, music, that's the main thing. And you're doing shows. Where are you going these days? You said you're going all over the globe. Where have you been recently and where are you headed?
Well, you know, we just did this whole Looney's 420 tour, you know, where we went from the whole weekend of, you know, what, the 15th to all the way to the end of the month to March. To May, you know what I mean? So we just now finished that up, and we got more shows just all scheduled all throughout the summer and shit, so we locked in, man. So right now, it's just basically about, we about to do another tour with Baby Bash and fucking Paul Wall. You know, they got the new album called The Legalizers, I think, The Legalizers, and we about to do the tour with them, you know, some smoke, cannabis type shit, you know what I mean? And we probably add Burner and a couple other smoke niggas that do a bit. But, yeah, we're about to do that tour, like, in mid-summer, end of the summer.
far as just spot dates, we booked every fucking weekend, man. So we good, man. Straight up. So Looney's, man, coming to a hood near you. Straight up.
Yeah, yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about, man. Most definitely. Cats want to get at you for a verse. You know what I'm saying? You know, you heard the guy just called in. What's the best way they can reach you?
Man, hit Coach K. You know, that's my manager, Coach K, KZ. You know, everybody know KZ. Hit him up at smokealotteam@aol.com, man. And I said, you Gucci.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah, if you want, if you're putting out an album, get at Yuck Mouth. You know what I'm saying? Get at the Loonies. If you want to bring them to your town, your area, get at them. You know what I'm saying? And make sure you go and cop,
okay.
You know,
get
all
get
the new releases.
A.K.A. Coach K. Yeah, get at Coach K and KZ. You know what I mean? We good. We good.
SmokeALotRecords.com. I remember I interviewed you a while back, and UP had squashed everything, which is a good thing. Now that you know he has the 20th anniversary of the Ice Cream Man, and he's making a movie of that title, and you guys, your Ice Cream Man is about, what, 25, 26, 27 years old, something like that. What are things like with you and P? Do you think you guys might have any involvement in that? Because, he, I mean, obviously he did get the idea from you guys.
Yep. I mean, at the end of the day, man, salute to Master P. You know, he's a great guy. You know what I mean? He's one of the best entrepreneurs in this fucking hip-hop game, period, man. He did it like nobody
for sure.
else. So big salute to Master P and his business, you know, just his he's savvy. He's a great guy on that. But as far as the Ice Cream Man, niggas know where that came from, period. You ain't waiting no sugarcoat shit. You know, and I've seen him on his latest interviews and shit, you know, and basically, you know, not really giving us love. You know, not really, like, showing, like, somebody, I think Sway asked him about it. And he was like, yo, may the best man win. And it's like, when we seen each other, it was all love. When we squashed it, he was like, yo, I'm just was shouting out y'all. You know, at that time, when y'all made Ice Cream Man, y'all made the new word for crack. For the dope man. The dope man wasn't called the dope man no more, the D-boy. He was called the Ice Cream Man. So I was saluting y'all. This is what this man tell me in my face. And then he get on, you know, on the radio and say, hey, man, they made a song. I made the album. It's like, no, you. I don't know where we're going. You know what I mean? But big salute to dude, man. Yeah, I made the Ice Cream Man. Yuck Mouth. Not a numbskull. None of that shit. Not Drew Down. I made Ice Cream Man. And I wrote that shit in Juvenile Hall, my nigga, like in 92. And niggas that was in jail with me that, you know, became famous rappers know that shit came Seagram. You know, rest in peace, my big homie from the Bill that was signed to Rap A Lot. He tried to buy the song from me for $1,000. You know, so this song was in rotation in the streets before I even had a record deal. Just from just camps, niggas. When niggas just used to bust, you know what I mean? Like when niggas used to rap in circles and freestyles and ciphers and shit, my Ice Cream Man was shutting shit down. It was the word of the town around Oakland to where big niggas was calling me to have record deals trying to buy my song. So when we finally put the song out, and shout out to motherfucking Ice Cube who bit our shit because we was the first one. We came out with Ice Cream Man in 93 in a video with the ice cream truck with triple gold dates. This nigga came in, what, 96, 95, something like that. Ice Cube with the Friday.
Oh, yeah, Friday.
He had Big Worm. Yo, hold on. He had Big Worm with the motherfucking ice cream truck on triple gold dates. And he had the nigga with a perm with some motherfucking rollers in his head like he drew down a fucking CNH. So at the end of the day, we moved something. It's like, nigga, don't act like you made that up. And Ice Cube biting the shit, too.
Yeah.
Ice Cube bit it before you. Master P bit it so hard that we had a white ice cream truck on triple gold dates. This nigga have a white Lexus on triple gold dates. Different car, same shit. It's like, don't play like that, my nigga. Like, don't play with me, man. Period. I made
that. Yeah, give props where they're due, at least.
Right.
You know?
Don't play like that, my nigga. Just say, yo, man, the youngsters, you know, started some shit, and I just, you know, took it to another level. I respect that. He did. He made an album, no doubt. We made a song, you know what I mean? But that song made a video and a movement. If we just made a song, nigga, nobody give a fuck about the song. We made a video. That video moved shit. Niggas didn't use shit from our video in they fucking movies. Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, one of the biggest franchises in comedy
the
history.
Shit.
Yeah.
The biggest shit. They use our shit in Friday. Don't play with me like that, nigga. You know we legendary. Just give us our motherfucking props, man. And you legendary too, P. A legendary businessman. Let's just, like, you know, likewise, give, you know, give props what props is due. I hate niggas nowadays, man, because nobody want to give nobody love, man. It's like P is a excellent businessman. He did some of the best business in life. He made some of the most money in life. But give love back and let niggas know, like, yo, them loony niggas came up with that idea and I ran with it. Them niggas like, yo, they didn't know what to do with it. I tried to do something with it. And I did it. Like, give love. Like, don't do that bullshit, my nigga, because you look fake when you do that. You look like you hiding something. Like, you don't want the real niggas to know. Sway told him, like, yo, the loonies made that. He's like, oh. He try to act like he didn't know us. Like, oh, nigga, the loonies made that. Give it up. Nigga, they play us every day on the radio still to this day with five on it, nigga. Don't act like they don't. And this is a yuck mouth Kanye rant. You know, I ain't trying to fuck with, you know, but I'm just being real. You got to be real with yourself sometimes. Niggas can act fake. Niggas can act. Now they play our shit every day on the radio to this day. I don't hear them playing. Nah. Every day on the radio, my nigga. So you got to be real with yourself and be real. Like, give niggas love, bro. Ain't nothing the matter with giving love, man. And showing niggas where the game came from. Okay, you say you from New Orleans or whatever. You came to the Bay. You giving the Bay love. You like, yeah, I came to the Bay. And I got the independent game. If you're able to say that, then you should be able to say, yo, along with that, it was some dudes called the Loonies, and they made this song, and I liked it. And I wanted to make an album just like it. And just give that love, bro. Be real.
Right.
Like,
some motherfuckers out there that influence them. You know what I'm saying?
That's all I'm going to say on that. Period. That's all I'm going to say. And salute to him. He's a great businessman. You know, no disrespect. I ain't got no beef, but that's just my side of the story. After you go on Sway, after you go on the Breakfast Club and try to, like, act like you don't know where the fuck the song came from. And you like, you made it. Fuck out of here. Period.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Oh, no doubt. No doubt, man. Make sure to go to smokealotrecords.com. Check out, you know what I'm saying, all the stuff you got over there. I'm sure you got plenty of merchandise. Plenty of music for people to buy. Hell of a show, Yuck Mouth. Always a pleasure to have you on, man. We look forward to having you guys on again in the future. Thanks for coming through, man. Much, much appreciated.
Hey, thanks, man. Appreciate you. Thanks to y'all for having me, man. Shout out to everybody. Smoke a lot of nature, man. The Smoke King and his bitch, man. Got it at. Bye.
The mechanics.
From the city of the crack pipe. That's why I'm sipping on the fifth for the act right. Every morning, nigga, wake up to a bad night. And her friend got an ass like Kim K. Screaming, get your cash right. Hit her in the Palm Suites, Las Vegas. Can you tell the difference from a Nike and a Gator? I've been getting money since niggas was rocking pages. Sega, Genesis, Red Fitz in my Vega. Later, Alligator, Fight Night, my suit Taylor. About to put a bet on Floyd, making my wager. Smoking on that loud all night, I do it major. Then fuck your baby mama like 89, I'm a player. Player. Hater, nigga, go get your weight up. I be smoking on so much weed, they call me Blazer. Skywalker and Yoda OG, no Darth Vader. Smoking like a rude boy, Kingston, Jamaica.
From the city of the glass pipe. Been around drugs since 13. But I'm a medication, I don't act right. Fuck it, I'm a dope fiend.
Fuck it.
Blowing big weed,
that's my crunch. Yeah.
Talking big drink,
that's my crunch.
Yeah. All about a dollar,
that's my crunch.
Yeah. Get up in the pussy and I go nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Blowing big weed,
that's my crunch.
Yeah. Talking big drink,
that's my crunch.
Yeah. Roll up $100,
that's my crunch.
MDMA make me go nuts.
They call me walk straight round this bitch. They don't know who they talking to. Vibe all this time, not doing this shit I ought to do. They ask me why I get so gone, but they won't understand my reply, so I just say I'm grown. The cocaine is puto, the bruise is cold, and after growing up in Oakland, shit, I figure I'm old. I hit the yellow bricks running like beast smoke coming, and whenever you see him, believe me, he owns something. A plate full of coke, yeah, he back at it. Mickey Green in his lap, yeah, he back at it. And with a diamond in the cut, yeah, he back at it. Some call them crutches, but I call them good, bad habits. And to be honest, I feel like we the last mavericks. These other cats make me laugh, I call them trashmatic. Average. Me getting high is like an all-day orgasm. Nummy love drugs. Throw some more at him, please.
From the city of the glass pipe. Been around drugs since 13. But I'm a medication, I don't act right.
Fuck it, I'm a dope fiend.
Fuck it.
Blowing big wings.
This my crunch.
Yeah. Talking big drink.
This my crunch.
Yeah. All about a dollar.
This my crunch.
Yeah. Get up in the pussy and I go nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Blowing big wings.
This my crunch.
Yeah. Talking big drink.
This my crunch.
Yeah. Roll up $100.
This my crunch.
Yeah. MDMA make me go nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Go nuts.
Started off a 50 nasty stack. And where I go to yelling, where the weed at? To think it all started from a campaign. Got purple on my shirt, did a damn thing. Off the slow flow, fucking plenty hoes. Even off the drawer, fucked a lot of mo. Give a shout out to your weed man. Bet that bitch paid me, but she paid him. Bouncing out the photo, 30 on the 40, riding dirty, so I drive slow. Cherry pie plus the hydro. Platinum clips and the oil, got an Oslo. For the streets plus the salt, if she don't blow, that's a no-no. In God we trust, tell her money over everything. Bitch, that's my crush.
From the city of the glass pipe. Been around drugs since 13. But I'm a medication, I don't act right. Fuck it, I'm a dope fiend.
Fuck it.
Blowing big wings.
That's my crunch.
Yeah. Talking big drink.
That's my crunch.
Yeah. All about a dollar.
That's my crunch.
Yeah. Get up in the pussy and I go nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Blowing big wings.
That's my crunch.
Yeah. Talking big drink.
That's my crunch.
Yeah. Roll up $100.
That's my crunch.
Yeah. MDMA make me go nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Go nuts.
They been rapping on the wake up.
Wake
up. She look good, no makeup.
Makeup.
She used to be a fan.
A fan.
I got her from a fan.
From a fan.
She say she from Humboldt.
Humboldt.
All her family do is grow.
They grow.
I'm from the Racine Mile.
Mile.
Smoke a lot is my job. Smoking out my own bag.
Smoking out my own bag.
On blunts, no zigzag.
Blunts, no zigzag.
My pen filled up with hash.
I might take a couple days.
She say she like to take Molly. Good Gotti, well old Molly. Cocaine on the president's face. Rest in peace to the Jack man.
From the city of the glass pipe. Been around drugs since 13. But I'm a medication, I don't act right. Fuck it, I'm a dope fiend.
Fuck it.
Blowing big wings.
That's my crunch.
Yeah.
Talking big drink.
That's my crunch.
Yeah.
All about a dollar.
That's my crunch.
Yeah.
Get up in the pussy and I go nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Blowing big wings.
That's my crunch.
Yeah.
Talking big drink.
That's my crunch.
Yeah.
Roll up $100.
That's my crunch.
Yeah. MDMA make me go nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Go nuts.
That's my crutch. Yeah, we just had Yuck Moth of the Loonies, episode 265, Murder Master Music Show, UGS for Life Online Radio, only at UGSforLife.com. And hell of a show. We've had him on several times. Thought Numb was going to come through, but it's cool, man. It's always good to have Yuck on. We'll get Numb on at a later date. You know what I'm saying? So, man, we got a show this Friday. We got the homie B Style from Kansas City. B Style's an artist and a producer. He's got a lot of dope music that he sent me. We're gonna be playing it. We're gonna be chopping up with him. You know what I'm saying? Making new connections, just like we did with the homie Snake Lucci over in Omaha, Nebraska. You know, be on the lookout.
Yeah, we're making moves, Brez. Man, that's what's so good, man. We make. You know what I'm saying? Like, we making moves, strides in the right direction, man. You know what I'm saying?
Consistently.
Even if it goes slow a little, don't never stop. That motherfucker keep on rolling.
Well, and this is the first year, too. I mean, 5 months in a row we've hit press, you know what I'm saying, multiple times each month. You know what I'm saying? A couple times we hit press. The first time we hit press in the same week on 3 different shows. You know what I'm saying? This is a small underground outlet. We don't have a big budget backing us. For us to be able to do that, you know what I'm saying? I think it's pretty fucking amazing. And y'all might not even remember us until long after we're gone, long after the fucking show is over with. You know what I'm saying? Y'all gonna have to look back and be like, man, these motherfuckers did a lot of shit with virtually nothing. You know what I'm saying? Just some loyal supporters out there that keep fucking
being
with
real
us.
Motherfuckers, friends. You know what I'm saying? Like that's you don't need money when you real. We need. Well, don't get me wrong. You need the money. You know what I'm saying? But like, you can get shit done without money sometimes. If you just stick to what you're doing, the money gonna come. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm gonna tell you something that humbled me today, Mac. It really fucking did. because the homie Scratch, he made a fucking a template, you know what I'm saying, for the show graphics. So each time I have a artist on a show, I take the picture, I just slap the template on and the date and time and the name of the artist, and boom, it's done. I posted up on my page, man, Fresh Kid Ice shared that shit. You know what I'm saying? I remember in 1986, in third grade, getting a fucking blank Maxell cassette tape. All it said on it was, "We want some pussy." And I knew it was bad. I knew I shouldn't have it. You know, this is something you know, I shouldn't have. You know what I'm saying? My friend's older brother gave it to me. And I remember hearing that shit. You know what I'm saying? I stick my dick in and it would get stuck. The girls would say, "Stop." I'd say, "I'm not." I mean, that shit at third grade, you know what I'm saying? No third grader should be hearing that shit. So now here I am exactly 30 years later, you know what I'm saying, and trying to network with people like Fresh Kid Ice, different cats, you know what I'm saying? People been showing us mad love. Tiny Man out of Memphis, you know what I'm saying? He's been showing us mad love. People been giving us shout outs and they're really getting behind us. They're supporting the shows. And, you know, I don't see nothing but positivity, you know, going forward. We're doing the right things and we're making the right moves and the right connections. We're trying to build. So at the end of the day, hopefully, you know what I'm saying, we get to where we need to be. And I'm looking forward to Underground Saturday night with you and Velvet Rose. That's going to be a phenomenal show. I already know. You know, the format from what you described sounds real good. You know, it sounds like it's going to be, you know what I'm saying, a real, real interesting show and interactive.
Right, and we're going to have fun with this. We're going to have a lot of fun with this, too, man. I already know, man, we're going to be laughing like a motherfucker come Saturday nights, especially since we took a layoff, you know what I'm saying? You kind of get refreshed, but at the same time, you just can't wait to do something. So, yeah. And I'm with Velvet, too, from talking to her throughout the last few days. Like, I know she excited, you know what I'm saying? She wanna get back out here and talk with us, you know what I'm saying? And she got a lot of good shit that she come with, too, man.
Yeah, Velvet is, you know, her voice is phenomenal. She's highly intelligent, and the shit that she comes up with is hilarious. The news and the different things, you know. So I look forward to seeing, you know what I'm saying, what she's coming with, because I already know it's going to be hilarious. And then the callers, you know what I'm saying, we're going to have a whole variety of callers. We're going to have, you know, man, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I'm going to, you know, I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy it. Definitely looking forward to it. I'm also looking forward to the next Slaughter Hour. It's going to be coming out real soon. Scratch actually has one where he's putting out 100, I think it was 100, of his verses. You know what I'm saying, in one Slaughter Hour. 100 of this man's verse. I mean, that's just straight fucking bars from one dude. You know what I mean? So that's going to be, you know, by the end of that show, you should know what type of caliber of MC Scratch LVP is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then I even got a little mix. I'm doing like a little Slaughter Hour 9.5, you know what I'm saying, where I'm mixed. I pretty much mix some movies with some music. So you might hear, you know, Eshawn bumping and Lunatics in the Cuckoo's Nest going crazy in the background. Or you might hear, you know what I'm saying, you know, you're going to hear a variety of different things. You're going to hear First Blood up in there. You know what I'm saying? One of the songs I mixed it with was G-Code, Ghetto Boy, Scarface.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's some dope shit. You know, just experimental. We're going to see what the people think of it. If they like it, they like it. Cool. If not, they'll let me know. We ain't got to do another one. That's how it is. You know, but I don't give a fuck if you don't like this show or not, because we're going to be doing hundreds more of these. Either you're going to support us or you can go fuck yourself. You know?
And if you fuck with the Underground and the Legends, then you gotta fuck with this shit anyway. So we in a win-win situation either way it go, because other motherfuckers might interview the same people, but they can't ask the same questions. And if they do ask the same questions, then you know they copying off us any motherfucking way. So, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
They can't fuck with it, Chris, man, for real. These motherfuckers, they can't fuck with it. That's why they don't. That's why they don't be wanting to get the props where it's due. It's kind of like what Yuck was just saying. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers know where they fucking hear this shit first at, and they know what the fuck we doing. You know what I'm saying? But the thing is, they don't understand why we doing it and how we doing it. And how we doing it is for the love of this shit and the grind that we put in. You know what I'm saying? If we didn't give a fuck about the music and we ain't really making no bread or getting no bread or doing what all these other motherfuckers doing, then why the fuck would we do it if we didn't love it?
Yeah, we don't have to, you know what I'm saying, call up a big, you know what I'm saying, star or whatever and say, all right, we'll give you X amount to call into the show. We don't have, I've never broken bread with a fucking any legend or any pioneer that's ever came on this show. Never paid anyone a dime. They came on the show because they wanted to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
They should want to let their fans what they doing. You know what I'm saying? As many,
I've never
especially
bought
in Asia,
a
media, life. They should want to repost what they're going to be on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's why I salute people like Fresh Kid Ice, DJ Ready Red, of course, JT Money. Man, there's a lot of them, you know what I'm saying, that really, you know, help us out. You know, and also the listeners, too. You know what I'm saying? I want to shout out Alex, not Alex the Fairy, the homie Alex up in Canada. He listens to the Church of Reality a lot. I'm not too sure if he fucks with the Murder Master Music so much or whatnot, but I know he's a huge fan of Church Reality. He hit the donation page the other day at ugsforlife.com, which you could do the same thing. You know what I'm saying? He showed us love, and we got people out there not only listening to what we're doing, but they're also showing us love, and we appreciate that stuff.
Right. Speaking of Alex, Fred, that motherfucker Alex already hit the new Alex Gaythorne or whatever, already hit the new Underground Saturday Nights page. I guarantee you that motherfucker
called
him. Oh, he did? Yeah, that motherfucker already inboxed
Alex
that page.
Alex the Fairy hit the page. No. This ain't Alex, the homie I'm talking about that donated to the cause. This is a different Alex.
Yeah.
Alex
Yates.
He's calling, I think, just about every show. I know he called in KFYB several times. So he hit the page. Oh, no.
Yeah.
We're in for it now. We definitely need to, you know what I'm saying, shout out crazy-ass Westside Willie, wherever the fuck he is.
I'm about to say, wherever Westside Willie at, man, check us out, man. Call the show in, man. Matter of fact, hit the inbox and hit prayers at prayers@ugsforlife or MacJ@ugsforlife.com. We want to holler at you. We might have something for you.
Yeah, I already know Westside Willie, you know what I'm saying, he's going to come to the table with first thing that's going to come out of his mouth is fuck Atlanta. He does not like Atlanta. But he's going to you know, create chaos for sure. Whenever he shows up, he fooled us the other night. He called up to one of the shows and he put on a different voice. And he caught me off guard, and then all of a sudden I hear "fuck Atlanta." It's like, you motherfucker. So Westside really hit us up, you crazy motherfucker, you. And you know what I'm saying? We're definitely gonna have fun. You know, Saturdays and Sundays. You know, we got the Church Reality. We got a whole you know, slew of different people that come on that show. So you know, check that out. And other than that, man, we're gonna get the fuck out of here. It's time to leave. It's time to go. But if you want any services at all, go to ugsforlife.com. Make sure, you know what I'm saying, you click on it. If you need graphic art, we got Emo and Scratch both on deck. Both these guys are ready to work and ready to turn out your projects real fast. And both of them are affordable, you know what I'm saying? So I definitely recommend them. You need production. You hear a lot of it on the shows here. Skinny Man right there, you know, click the link, check out his Reverb Nation page, his SoundCloud, you know, you can get at him on Facebook, you know what I'm saying, and check out his beats, and if you like what you hear, get at him, you know what I'm saying, don't be fucking around, And like you said, bring Emo out. The guy shot movies. He shot hundreds of videos. Bring him out. And, you know what I'm saying, fuck with Emo. Other than that, we'll see you guys Friday with the homie B-Style. Same place, same time, youjustlife.com. 9 p.m. Central. I'll make sure you hit the line, 714-409-0548. And other than that, we'll see you guys real soon. Don't forget, episode 1 of Underground Saturday Night with Mac J and Velvet Rose premieres right here, UGS for Life online radio, 9 p.m. Central, May 28th. So mark your calendar for that. You know,
be
tell your people
or
about
be
it.
Square, motherfucker.
Yeah, absolutely, man. You gotta do it. We're gonna get the fuck out of here, and you know what I'm saying. We'll see you guys Friday, 9 p.m. Central with the homie B-Style. Peace.
UGS for life, biatch.